The previous Mishnah listed a number of different documents which would be permitted to be written on Chol HaMoed because they come under the category of one of the reasons to permit doing any form of work on Chol HaMoed. For example, Dover HaOved, if it would be something that he would lose out a lot by not writing it, or if it's a Tzarech HaMoed for the sake of the Yom Tov. Another reason would also be the permissibility of She'enu Mayochal, that he hasn't got anything to eat for Yom Tov. If, for example, a particular scribe, whose job it is to write documents, he hasn't got enough food to buy for Yom Tov. He hasn't got enough money to buy food for Yom Tov. So one is allowed to write a document, to get him to write a document and pay him to do so, since that's also in some way considered to be Letzarech HaMoed. For the scribe, it is for the sake of Yom Tov. Be as it may, this Mishnah tells us that Ein Kos Vin Shtar Chayiv BaMoed, it is forbidden to write a Shtar Chayiv, a document which records a loan, that somebody borrowed money from somebody else. It's forbidden to write that on Chol HaMoed. We're talking about a regular case where they trust each other, and therefore they could just write it after Chol HaMoed. However, if he does not trust him, the lender does not trust the borrower to take money without writing a document about it, or the scribe who writes the documents has nothing to eat for Yom Tov, so in order to support him and give him the money and the ability to have a good Yom Tov, so they can get the scribe to write such a document. It is forbidden to write a Sefer Torah or the parashas of Tefillin or Mezuzah on Chol HaMoed, unless it is necessary for the sake of Yom Tov. If, let's say, there's only one Sefer Torah available, so then they would be able to correct that, since it is Letzarech HaMoed. But otherwise, it's forbidden, and Ve'ei Magiyon Isachatz, it's forbidden even to correct one letter in the Sefer Torah. Afilu B'Sefer HaZara, even in the Sefer Torah used in the Beis HaMikdash, this is referring to the Sefer Torah which the Kohen Gadol would read from on Yom Kippur. So although this comes under the category of Tzorchei HaRabim, it's a need for the public, it's part of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, since it is not Letzarech HaMoed, it's not for the sake of Yom Tov, it's only used on Yom Kippur, and therefore it cannot be corrected on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosev Adam Tefillin HaMezuzos La'atzmoi. It is permitted for somebody to write Tefillin HaMezuzos for himself. He can't do it for business purposes, but he is permitted to write it for himself, even if he does not need it on Yom Tov, since this can be done relatively quickly, and it can be started and finished on Chol HaMoed itself, unlike a Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda permits this to be done on Chol HaMoed, and lastly, V'toiv al yirechai techeles letzitzisai. It is permitted for one to spin the wool, which he's going to use for the techeles, the blue strings, for his tzitzis. He can spin the wool on his thigh, meaning he can't use a regular spinning machine. However, if he does it with a shinui, with a difference, he does it in an irregular manner, so then it can be done on Chol HaMoed, since it's a tzarech mitzvah, it's for the sake of a mitzvah. We are more lenient, especially if he does it with a difference, and so he is showing that he is not disgracing the day of Chol HaMoed.